Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last, but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. Enjoy!
I'm here today and I want to speak about this subject again. Amen? Because I believe this is one of the challenges that Christians have. Amen? Challenges that Christians have. And these kind of things leave us with many questions that are answered. Sometimes we don't even know where we are with the issues that we have with us. You don't know whether to cry over this or to be happy over it. You don't know what to do with the thing that is in front of you that has been there. That you have cried and you have cried, you don't know what to do anymore. Is it making sense to someone here? Hallelujah. So we are going to read from, the book of, Second Samuel, amen? Chapter 12. Amen? So, have you found it? So what I'm going to talk about basically is how to accept the things you cannot change in life. Hello? And not just accept them. Accept them with grace. You know what that means, to accept something with grace? Huh? Is to accept it with comfort. Amen. To be calm and cool about a situation that looks impossible. You know, Christians today have become more of unbelievers than believers, and thinking that they have more faith in God, but they are having less and less faith in God. Are you here? They think that they believe God more and more by the things they're doing, but those things, if you look at them, it's a sign of lack of faith. That is the confusion that is in the church today. The things that people say, I believe this, is actually a sign of lack of faith. I don't know what you are believing and what you have been believing today and what you have been doing. Amen? A Christian knows, you know, when we talk about faith, we are talking about trust in God. Hallelujah. Meaning, You will trust him no matter what he is doing. Whether what he's doing is in your favor or is in your favor, you trust him. Amen? So faith is trusting that what God is doing is the right thing. You know, children, they trust us. Amen? You know, I remember when I was growing up, they would grab us by the feet and put a spade in our bumps. And after that, shake you. And let go of you, and you sprint from there. You sprint. Oh, somebody is too serious here. Yeah? But at the time, we had to trust that they know what they're doing. Because after they've done something to you, things happen. Hallelujah. Oh, are you in the house of God? Who knows what I'm talking about? Spade. Hallelujah. They just grab you. Especially if, come here. Amen. Come here. They put a soap in water. Then they take that spade, put it. What is spade in English? Spade, I think, is African, isn't it? What is it again in English? Because you see, we've got international audience. I don't want them to not understand what I'm talking about. What is spade? Come on, what is spade again? Huh? Enema. Okay, you can call it enema. You can call it enema. So that thing that they use for enema, all right, with a bulb. Okay? Then they push it in, it squeezes in water, sucks water, and then water with soap, sunlight. You remember those things? You people, you have not been done these things, eh? Hallelujah. They grab you by the feet and the head is down. That's not a nice experience, I can tell you that. Amen? And then they go, boom! If you are not lucky, they might go for a second one. Are you happy to be here? But you see, we trusted our parents and believe that they know what they are doing. Hallelujah. Say never. When you got an enema, you must understand that you need enema. Are you in the house of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Sometimes these things don't make sense. What happens to us sometimes doesn't make sense. Amen. We fight them. We reject them. But we must come to a point where we come back to our senses and say, oh, it's you, God. Hallelujah. Let us read from 2 Samuel. Amen. We are reading from 2 Samuel. Let me just. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Okay, here it is. I want to read it myself. Yes. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15. It says, then Nathan returned to his home. Now, Prophet Nathan had just brought a word of rebuke to David. Onato Khalimela David. Because Onatsilitsiling. So God was rebuking David for his misconduct, his sin. Amen? So the Bible says here, after that prophet left. Now you know what David did. He took another man's wife. And he set him up to be killed. Amen? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, how many people you have set up for failure? Have you set anybody up for failure in life? Knowing very well that where you are sending them, they won't succeed. You know, there are those things that we do that only God knows about them, that they would never be public, the sins of the heart that remain concealed forever. Amen? But God seeth all. Nothing can be hidden from God. Hallelujah. So here is David, relaxed, thinking that what he has done is right. The man of God walks in and say, you are a sinner. So what have I done? Say, you have taken another man's wife, and this is what you have done. And he repented. The Bible says that after he left, you know, one thing about David is he knew how to repent. But many of us, we don't know how to repent. Amen? No, we don't know how to repent. David knew how to repent. He knew how to feel bad and sorry about what he has done. Many of us, when we repent, amen? It's just one of those things. You know, okay, Father, forgive me today for my sins. Okay, we move on. Amen? But David knew how to repent. Hallelujah. That's why it was easy for God to forgive him, because he knew how to repent. He was not a perfect man, but yet he's a friend of God. Amen? This is the man that God was proud of, but yet he had weaknesses. Are you here? So some of you think that you cannot be a friend of God because you are full of weaknesses. No, your problem is you don't know how to repent. Hallelujah. We don't know how to. We are never really truly sorry about our things. That's why we keep going back and doing them again. Repentance means turning around. If you're going that way, you turn, you go that way. You're no longer facing this thing anymore. Why are you there again? It's because you never turned around. That's a teaching for another day on repentance. Amen? But you see, David knew how to do that. And the Bible says, Nathan returned to his house. Adonai, now immediately say, Adonai struck the child. Adonai, God himself, struck the child that Uriah's wife had born to David and became very ill. Now, this child was a product of this sin. So, God struck the child. Amen? That child, a product of sin, was struck. And it became very ill. Amen? David, verse 16, David prayed to God. Say, David prayed. Say, David prayed. Look at your neighbor. Say, are you praying about your problems? Like David. When the circumstances come your way, you pray, you fight, isn't it? Yeah. That's the immediate response. You fight. If it's God, I want to be, but I will not accept this. Oh, are you hearing me? As a child of God, you must not accept anything bad. You must fight. It's a good start to fight anything that comes your way. Say, I reject it. It's not my portion. Not in my house, not in my life, not in my business, not in my marriage. Are you hearing me? That's a good attitude for a Christian to have. Amen. So David prayed. When the child got sick, he said, I will not accept it. I know my God is a healer. He's Jehovah Rapha. Called upon his name. He prayed. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're praying fervently about in your life right now. Amen? But hey, you ought to pray until something else happens. Amen? Are you still here? So, David prayed to God on behalf of the, he prayed for the child to be healed. David fasted. He added fasting. Look at your neighbor. Are you even fasting? Or you are planning to fast for this problem? Next week you have put aside 3 days to fast for this issue. Am I talking to the right people here? It's a good thing. Don't feel bad. It's a good thing. Pray and fast. Amen. David did that. Amen. He didn't begin to say, so this child obviously is another man's wife. So, you know what? I'm wrong. I'm a sinner. And what? Are you God to judge yourself? No. Amen. So what do? You pray. You know, some of us, we know what you have done. When things happen to us, we just accept that it is my sin. It is my fault. It's my mistake. Things that happen, we just say, it is my mistake. David did not have that attitude. He prayed. Why? Because just in case the devil is taking chances here. Hallelujah. He fasted. He meant business. Hallelujah. He fasted, even though he might have thought, maybe. But no, I fast, I pray. Have that attitude to reject anything that is bad. In prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Immediately embark on what we call a prayer of petition. You are asking and requesting heaven to intervene on your behalf. It's called prayer of petition. You petition heaven. Hallelujah. My child is sick right now, Lord. I know it is your will to heal my child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Are you still here? So David prayed to God. He offered prayers of what? Of petitions. He fasted. He added fasting. Then came and lay all night on the ground. David, he refused to even go to his bed, to his comfortable place, and say, "Ketlorobala mo until mudimu ankaraba." Oh, congratulations if you have such an attitude. It's a good one. You know that some people say, "I have a problem. What are you doing? I'm praying." How are you praying? I pray in the morning, I pray in the evening. You're not serious. Hello? Tell your neighbor, you're not serious. Do you really have an issue? And you're still praying breakfast and supper only? No, man. Hallelujah. David prayed until he even boycotted his comfort. Amen? You are still sleeping on that Edblow posturepedic. Posture what? Posturepedic. It even remembers your shape. It's so nice. It programs your shape. So now when you come, no problem. It's already waiting for you. It's not going to fight certain parts of your body. Are you here? Do you love Jesus Christ? But my question is, if you say you are fasting, but you have not even left your bed, and you say, "I've got a problem." No, man. There are times when I refuse to go to my bedroom. I go and be in a room where there's nothing, and I just put something on the floor, and I just cry and sob. And I say, "I'm not going back to that bed." Amen? So I've seen Christians say they are praying, but I see introduction. I see great what? It's not even a great pre-what? Amen? You have not even started. But you have to say, "Pastor, I have such a big problem." I will see by your conduct that your problem is big, but not by your reporting. Amen? Hallelujah. When I ask you, "Are you still sleeping in your bedroom?" And you say, "Yes," I say, "Okay, please come and see me next week." You are not ready for an appointment. Hello. Are you ready? You must fight. People don't fight. Amen. David was fighting and a burner. This was the Lord's doing, eh? But David was not there. It was the Lord's doing. He didn't know. All he knew is that, hey, the devil hates me. The devil hates me. I'll fight. I'll fast. I won't eat. I won't wash. I won't even go to that bedroom. Amen. Hallelujah. There are things I won't say here because there's a lot of people. Amen. Are you in the house of God? Is it making sense to somebody here? You got to rise and show that you're serious. Don't expect that somebody's going to fight for you. This is your matter. It faces you. Amen. Even before you report it to me, you say, Pastor, I've done 1, 2, 3. What more must I do, Pastor? Before you pray for me, tell me, what must I add? No, pray for me. No, Pastor, I've done 1, 2, 3. Is there anything I'm missing? Then I'll say, okay, my daughter, my son, I think you have done it all. Let's pray together. Are you hearing me? Have a fighting spirit. A prayer of petition is not a kind of prayer that you are going to be praying, lying down nicely on your sofa. Not serious yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say neighbor. In the spirit, I can see certain things. Neighbor. Do something. Amen. Do what? Tell your neighbor, do something unusual. This problem requires an unusual response. Phoning people, hey, kukubalen rapedis, we're now a tapedis awena. Amen. We are quick to pick up a phone and say, my friend, kunzima lakhaya, hey, kunzima, please pray with me. Amen. And our friends promise to pray with us and they sleep. They don't pray. Okay, I'll pray with you. Listen, I don't blame them. They don't have the burden that you have. They don't have it. Why must they miss their lunch? They don't feel what you feel. Where not self, show that you feel something. Oh, are you in the house of God? Amen. So David, learn something from David. He rises, he said, no, my son is sick. No ways. I don't want nothing. I don't want food. I don't want bed. I don't want to wash. I don't want perfumes. I just want to be natural. Amen. Oh, are you in the house of God? Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Lord. So, David, the Bible says, he fasted and then came and lay all night on the ground. The court officials got up and stood next to him, trying to get him off the ground. But he refused. Amen. Hallelujah. You must pray so much that even people in your house will come to you and say, How about two? Amen. Are you hearing me? If you have not drawn their attention that something is happening with you, you have not started praying. Can I talk to somebody? Maybe somebody will help. I'm saying here, if you are praying, it's not drawn any attention. What are you doing? Even in your own house, nobody has seen anything. Only you're the only person who knows you're praying. Are you in the house of God? Amen. Say, neighbor, do something different this time. Amen. The officials, the people, the servants, they said, please, chief, you've been lying here, chief, please, no, it's not good where you are. Amen? It's not what? It's not good where you are. Amen? They tried to get him off the ground, but he refused. Amen? Hallelujah. They come to you, but you have not been eating for days. Can we give you something? Say, no, please, no. Oh, it's that time somebody knows in your house that you're praying. Somebody has to know in your own house that you're praying. Not this kind of prayer, like morning until one. Look at your neighbor, say, you know that kind of prayer. From morning until one. Kuruwena is between breakfast and lunch. Amen? Is it clear what I'm telling you here? You got to show something. I love this man. Although you know we have this background about him, and he also knew, but he said, the devil, you will not condemn me, for there's no more condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You cannot condemn me and tell me I cannot pray because it's my sin. No. I know that all my sins are washed in the blood of Jesus. You refuse. When he tries to show you all your faults, they say, before God, those things are not there. When God looks at me, he sees me through the eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ. He sees what he has achieved for us. That's how you are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If they are coming to repossess your stuff because you're not paying, because I was not paying, no. You fast. Hallelujah. You pray. You pass to pray the Lord, and the devil reminds you, Marahawa Patala Ore, get the hell out of me, Satan. Out of my life. Hallelujah. For there is no more condemnation. I cannot be condemned because I'm in Christ. My sins are forgiven. I've confessed that I over indebted myself. I've changed, I've repented. Don't remind me, Satan. But this one, they will not take my car. They will not take my house. We are up and down. This will not happen in this house. I rebuke you, Satan. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Yeah, even if you know that you have done wrong, but you have repented. I told you that David knew how to repent. He knew that certain things cannot be held against him because he knew how to repent. When he sees a problem, his fault. Some of us are so stubborn. We don't want to accept when we are wrong. Amen. Many people are so proud. Even before God, they are still proud. But David, David is not that. The old king. Amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Amen. Now, on the seventh day, the child died. Now, David fasted and prayed for 7 days. On the 7 days, he fast. I mean, the child dies. Say, never imagine praying and fasting for 7 days. On the seventh day, they come and take your car. Oh, my God. Before you even break your fast. Am I talking to somebody in the house? They come and kick you out of your house before you say amen to your prayer. Am I talking to the right people here? Huh? Imagine 7 days. Believe in God. Believe on the seventh day. Yo. Didn't tell you about Wes. Didn't tell you about him. Hallelujah. You are praying for your husband to change. Amen. Your husband to change. You are praying for your husband. After 7 days, so faster. About sharp. On the seventh day of fasting, for him to change, he comes back, he's John Tate. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? And he boxes you. What do you do when things get worse in the midst of prayer? What do you do when things get worse in the midst of supplication? In the midst of petition, things turn for the worse. What do you do? Do you look at God and say, "Hey, I thought you are faithful, God. I thought you do hear me when I pray." What do you do? Look at a neighbor, what do you do? When things turn for the worse in your life, and you have been the most spiritual in the last 7 days. You have been closest to God in the last 7 days than ever in your life. And yet the worst things happen. Am I talking to somebody in the house? What do you do? And I can tell you this, that many Christians struggle at this point. Many Christians stumble at this point. They stumble. How about TV by yet saying they just don't know what to do? Hallelujah. They just don't know what to do when certain things happen in their lives. Are you in the house of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the seventh day, the child did what? The child died. Then the servants of David were afraid to tell him that the child was dead, because they said, while the child was still alive, akula fela, when the child was still alive and sick, we spoke to him and he didn't listen to us. If we tell him now that the child is dead, how is it going to be? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you have been praying against the divorce and praying and believe that you will not be divorced. On the seventh day, the officer of the court comes to deliver the papers. And people who receive it, they are saying, that person has been there, closed herself for days, praying for this. How are we going to break the news? Are you hearing me? You know, I know we want to preach messages that tell people good things, but life is not like that. Life is not like that. In this ministry, we prepare you for real life. Not some lies, not some lies. We prepare you for real life so that you go through it, through this fire, and survive. Hallelujah. These things happen to real people, real Christians. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. On the seventh day the child died, the servants of David were saying, we are afraid. Amen. Amen. If we tell him now that the child is dead, he may do himself some harm. Amen. How this person is going to kill herself? Divorce is finalized. This person could not survive. It was hectic just knowing about the process. But now that it is finalized, how can we even tell this person? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People come and take everything when you are at work. They don't know how to phone you and tell you the things that you have been praying against. Amen. Are you here? Tell your neighbor, this is real life, real Christian, real situations. Amen. Hallelujah. Many Christians crash when they are faced with difficulties because they are made to believe things that are not true, that are not even based on the word of God. Bad things do happen to Christians also. But the difference is that we are ready for it. We will not be crushed and destroyed by it. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, but when David saw his servants whispering to each other, he suspected that the child was dead. Amen? You have seen how people struggle to tell you somebody has passed on. Amen? So, here. Why are these people going around and around and around like this? There's something. So David thought, something is happening. Amen? So when he saw this, he asked them, is the child dead? And they answered, he is dead. Amen? Then David got up off the ground. Oh, come on, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, when he heard of the news, he stood up for the ground. I mean, for the moment, they thought, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? Huh? Is he going for the trees to hang himself? Or what? This person has been lying here on the ground, not moving for days. Now we told them the worst news of his life. He stood up like I don't know what. Look at him. People, watch this guy. We are worried. Amen? Watch this king. We are worried. Hallelujah. He got up off the ground, washed himself. Once he washed themselves, they said, no one washes himself. He's going to kill himself. No, they go like that. Amen? They just go, isn't it? What is happening with anointed himself and changed his clothes? Hallelujah. He went into the house of Adonai and worshiped God. Hallelujah. 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 He went into the house of the Lord and worshiped him. He changed his prayer of petition to that of praise. Hallelujah. He changed that pain of suffering because the child was sick to that of praising and worshiping God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is David. When the situation got worse, he understood that this is time to have faith in God. Now, faith in God means that you trust. Now, let me put it like this. When you are praying, you are not twisting the arm of God. Do you know what I'm talking about? So when we are praying for the things that we want to change in our lives, we are not forcing God. It's not coercion. When we pray, you know what we are doing? We are just ensuring that the matter is safe in God's hands. That's why we say we are committing it in prayer. Can I talk to somebody here? Prayer. In prayer, we are committing it to God, out far away from the hands of the devil. When we pray, we are fighting all demonic interferences on this matter. We sanctify it by the fire of the Holy Ghost. We rid it of all manipulations of the devil so that the matter is in the hand of God, it arrives safely. Once we know it is in the hands of God, whatever the outcome is still good outcome. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? A no from God is still a good outcome. Tell your name, a no from God is still a good outcome. Hallelujah. Why are we petitioning? Why are we praying? We are committing the matter in God's hands. Once it is in God's hands, it's safe. Whatever the outcome is good for me. For the Bible says that in all things we must give thanks. Hallelujah. For all, if you read in Romans 8 verse 28, it says, all things work together for good for those who do what? Who love God. Oh, are you in the house of God? Ask your neighbor, do you love God? These things work together for good. Now, let me take you back. Let me take you back. This son who was born was supposed to be the king after David. Are you hearing me? And this is the person who was supposed to build the temple of the Lord. Now, if you think of it, do you think it would have been best for the temple of God to be built by a child who came that way? Are you hearing me? But the purposes of God will still come to pass. It may not be the way you are expecting it. The purposes of God, that through David, the house of the Lord will be built. It will still happen, but not this way. What you are looking at may not be the perfect will of God. It may be the things we like. It may be the things we prefer. But that may not be the perfect will of God. Why? Because God considers everything. Oh, are you here? God looks at the whole universe. He considers everything. The past, the present, the future. And he brings them together to make sense for your life. Hallelujah. An outcome that you are not expecting from God is still the best thing for you. Because we only live in the now. We don't know the future. Hallelujah. David did not know that it was going to be the son who was going to build it. He thought he was. But God knew that it was going to be his son. And that son had to come the right way. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? A no from the Lord is still a good answer. Tell your neighbor, a no from the Lord is still a perfect answer for me. Shall I accept only good things from the Lord? No. Because even bad things can be good for me. Hallelujah. Change your petition to praise. Move from asking and asking and fasting. There's a time in your life you must move from asking to giving. When you ask from the Lord, we're expecting things to come to us. But when we give praise, we are giving to him. If you are to have peace as a Christian, you need to know that there is a transition that you have to make in life. Many Christians don't know when that transition comes. I said to you, reject it. Fast, pray, but where do you stop? Many Christians are failing to make that, to see that fine line. Hello, Sophie, ufite tsikama This is not the place for asking. You have crossed the border and you did not even see it. Hello. Many Christians don't see this line. They cross it because in their mind, they only want one answer. If it's not this, then it's not God. If it's not my way, the way I like it, the way I prefer it, then it cannot be God. We don't realize that we are even a danger to ourselves because we don't know ourselves. The things that we want, you know, it's like a child when you refuse when they play with the fire, and they will try going, you end up even smacking them. Otacha, you burn, and the child will sit there crying. You know why the child is crying? Because he does not understand why you do not. It's not really the pain of the smacking, but why don't you allow me to have fun? This thing looks nice. Why are you so bad? Why can't I play? Why can't you allow the child to be? Hallelujah. But the parent knows that this is no good for you. You know, as Christians, we have to stop sometimes and reflect and see why things are not changing, and we have been praying for them. Sometimes what will change is praise. It's for you moving from petition to praise. Are you here? Look, I don't know. What is your life like? But it doesn't matter. There is tomorrow. And we shall face, all of us, we shall face these things. There are things that you will pray for that you will not change. Pray for the grace to accept it. Pray for the grace to accept it. Ask God to carry you in that difficult time. Or Mudimak, I see this thing is not going anywhere. How can you say, because this thing is too much for me. Carry me. Hallelujah. You will be like David, who will be rising from that ground. Hallelujah. I could feel a shake himself out of the dust of the ground, washing himself. When you do that, you are receiving the grace of the Lord to cope with the impossible. To cope with the most difficult things in life. People will look at you and say, but we don't understand. We thought, now that things are like this, it will be like this. No, they don't realize that the grace of the Lord has come upon your life. Hallelujah. Paul says, I prayed many times, three times I prayed that this thorn will be removed from my flesh. And God said, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. Hallelujah. They don't realize that in that moment of weakness, God is exerting himself fully. In your life, Mudimi himself is carrying you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Petition puts God on the other side, but praise put God on your side. Petition, you are talking to God across a table of negotiations, but praise, you have him on your side. In praise, God takes over. Because praise says, let God be God in my life. And I'm telling you, when you do that, God will surely make sure that everybody knows that he is God. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Perhaps it's time that you change tactics. Perhaps it's time that you transform. Perhaps it's time that you invite God to your side and not be negotiating with him over the table. Bring him over. Let him sit next to you and see things changing. When he's on your side, he will not only carry you, but he will make sure that he advances you. Praise is such a powerful weapon that if we knew it, we will shorten our prayers. I'm done preaching. God bless you. God bless you. In your journey, where are you? Where are you? Where are you with this issue in your life? Where are you? Where are you? Have you crossed? Or you're still this side? Amen. My prayer is this, for you to be tuned up correctly to the frequency of heaven, so you may know when things change, when the atmospheres change, you know that in a high salia hukupa, in a kiao lebu. If you are really connected, you will feel the release in the spirit, but the matter will still remain. Amen. But many of us will continue because in your eyes, this matter is now for praise. I'm telling you, this one is for praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, this is for praise. Change your gears. Move to a higher gear now. You have been pulling on this one and two. Now it's time you to cruise. Put it even on a cruiser. You're supposed to be on gear five. You're still two, but fine. Jump to cruiser. Amen. Just cruise. Hallelujah. And so it shall be your life if you will trust this God. Faith in God means you will accept anything as long as it is from God. If you say, Apostle, I want the grace to cope with this in front of me, I want you to stand on your feet. If you say, Apostle, I want the grace, I've been praying for this thing, it has not been changing. And I realize it's affecting me. I'm the one that is changing. It is not changing. Stand on your feet, I'll pray with you. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Pray with you. Let's lift up our hands. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for the congregation right now. All the hands that are up, your children are saying that they have missed the crossing line. They are saying that they are on the other side, but yet they are still on the same wavelength of requesting. And they don't know when to stop, but even if they did, they feel this thing is too much for them. They cannot cope with it. They just want it gone. Heavenly Father, I pray, for I know that your grace is sufficient for them. I pray that you will carry them in this moment. Heavenly Father, I pray for those that must go, they must go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. But those that cannot go, grant them the grace to go through. Heavenly Father, God, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for your grace for every single one of them. I pray, Lord, that God, from today, there will be different people in the same situation. I pray that they will not be affected by that situation anymore, but they will affect that situation themselves. They will not be pulled down and destroyed and feeling disappointed and feeling like they failed. Oh, this is overwhelming. Oh, this is too much. Heavenly Father, God, I pray for your grace to sustain them. I pray for your grace to lift them up. I pray for your grace, Lord, to accept the things that cannot be changed. Because in them, there is something for us. It may not be evident today, but tomorrow it will be. For all things work together for those that love him. Heavenly Father God, I thank you for every soul that is here right now. I speak grace upon their lives. They shall not carry this thing anymore on their shoulders. You are going to carry it for them. And on top of that, you will also carry them. Their feet will not touch the ground. Father God, they shall not walk this thing anymore, but you will walk it for them. I pray for that peace that surpasses all understanding to guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus today. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for them and for those that will be listening to this teaching. Wherever they are, I pray that your grace, Lord, will carry them in the most difficult of circumstances. But God, they will find rest in you. I pray for that grace to guard their hearts, to guard their minds, and not be troubled anymore by what they can see. Because what they can see is temporal. It's not forever. But God, Lord, I pray that, Lord, in this situation, grant them the grace. Grant them the grace. Grant them the grace. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.